The second son was pleased enough, for this meant the money would pass through his hands at least, and he would know what came in, and he could complain to his father if more than enough was spent in the house. Now this second son of his seemed more strange to Wang than any of his sons, for even at the wedding day, which came on, he was careful of the money spent on meats and on wines, and he divided the tables carefully, keeping the best meats for his friends in the town who knew the cost of the dishes, and for the tenants and the country people who must be invited, he spread tables in the courts. And to these he gave only the second best in meat and wine, since they daily ate coarse fare and a little. Better was very good to them. And the second son watched the money and the gifts that came in, and he gave to the slaves and servants the least that could be given them, so that Cuckoo sneered when into her hand he put a paltry 2 pieces of silver, and she said in the hearing of many, "Now a truly great family is not so careful of its silver, and one can see that this family does not rightly belong in these courts." The eldest son heard this, and he was ashamed, and he was afraid of her tongue, and he gave her more silver secretly, and he was angry with his second brother. Thus there was trouble between them even on the very wedding day, when the guests sat about the tables, and when the bride's chair was entering the courts. And of his own friends the eldest son asked but a few of the least considered to the feast, because he was ashamed of his brother's parsimony, and because the bride was but a village maid. He stood aside scornfully, and he said, "Well, and my brother has chosen an earthen pot when he might, from my father's position, have had a cup of jade." And he was scornful and nodded stiffly when the pair came and bowed before him and his wife as their elder brother and sister. And the wife of the eldest son was correct and haughty and bowed only the least that could be considered proper for her position.